Now, back to Calling All Sports with Rock and Manouche on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Powered by Quicken Loans.
First down, they're going to bring it on an end around. Tyreek Hill gets a block, 35, 30, jet speed, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, snowshoes, touchdown, Kansas City. The cheetah can run in the snow, a 36-yard end around, and the Chiefs, two touchdowns on their first two possessions.
When it gets cold out there, your vehicle needs some extra attention. O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need to keep your vehicle toasty warm, from choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades. O'Reilly will get your vehicle in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. It's Calling All Sports with Rock and Manouche on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. Lincoln Kennedy, College Football Hall of Famer, color analyst for the Oakland Raiders, joins us now as the Chiefs advance now to face the New England Patriots. And Lincoln, there's some controversy brewing right now.
Oh boy.
As one of the referees that was part of the Deflategate is now going to be working the game on Sunday. And, of course, Patriot Nation is a little upset about this. They already said they're down 10-0. So should they be concerned that Blakeman, the official, is going to be there, even though he was in the game last year and they did all right and got to the Super Bowl?
Well, Clee Blakeman, yeah, has been a part of a few controversial calls or ruled games over the last couple of years. But, no, that's I'm hoping – I mean, this is one of those things as a Raider – former Raider that I really don't want to watch. Unfortunately,
yeah.
I have to. So I'm hoping that both teams implode. But actually, I want Kansas City to beat the snot out of a New England, then go to Super Bowl and get their butts kicked. So how about that?
That's perfect. I'm on the same page.
Lake, would you have cared if you would have had the following year the same official in the tuck rule that called out with all the replay for the following year? Would that have bothered you at all?
You know what's funny about that situation, as you bring it up? Walt Anderson, who actually called the game, I think it was Walt Anderson, who called the tuck rule game, after that game never, ever, ever did another Raider game for the rest of his career.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, so go figure.
Wow.
So with Blakeman doing this game, the conspiracy theory, as our fine producer here with Shu, thinks that it's alive and well in the National Football League to do everything they can to make sure that the Patriots lose.
Well, at least somebody's doing far more than that division they played in has done over the last two decades. I mean, you think about it. If you're the New England Patriots, you have two decades of success. It's an unbelievable achievement, the fact that they're going to, what, their eighth or ninth straight?
Eighth.
AFC champs, yeah, eighth. And the fact is that when you look at it, that the rest of that division has been a just debacle aside from them. Nothing like that has happened in any other division. If they were part of the, let's say, the AFC North, like the Steelers and the Ravens, you know, they would have been beat up a couple of times. They wouldn't have it in as much success. But that's the only division that hasn't had the changeover. So, you know, anybody who can take anything away from the fact that the Patriots can possibly win another one is a friend of mine indeed. Even if they are the Chiefs.
Yes. At what point was Gus Bradley going to pull the seven defensive backs off the field? Was that after 42 points, 48 points? I mean, at what point were the Chargers going to make any kind of adjustments with their defense?
You know, it was very disheartening, the fact that you've seen teams in the past do adjustments, even after half come out of adjustment and make adjustments. But when you have a team that marches down the field on its first three drives and scores a touchdown, you got to reevaluate what you're doing. And if you don't, you're just asking for trouble, and that's exactly what happened. More importantly than that, you know, I never thought it was possible until I seen it. The Patriots were just more physical than the Chargers on the football field. They out-physicaled them on both sides of the ball. And I thought the Chargers were prepared to go in there and do something that very few teams could never do. And they're, you know, much in line. You know, Philip Rivers is still 0-for against Tom Brady when it comes down to it.
The commonality with the winners in these games, let's just stick with the AFC. When you watch, obviously the running games were there. We talked about the third down conversions. But you just brought up physicality. More physical when you have that week off and watching the Patriots and the Chiefs. Do you really feel that was set the tone for the running game more than anything?
seeing the way the Chargers played against the Ravens, I thought that they would be a lot more physical than what I saw. They got pushed around. More importantly, the defensive scheme was ill-equipped. We said that. But also on the other side of the ball, which I did not think, the Patriots' defense hammered the Chargers' offense. And we're more physical then. So the same thing going with Indianapolis and Kansas City. Look, Kansas City's defense played far better than I ever expected them to play. Young care buyer, what have you. They totally dominated that game against the Colts. And more importantly, the Colts just couldn't show up. They're, all the things that were going for them, as hot as they were going up into that game, didn't show up at all. So you got to give Kansas City credit.
So I know we were just talking earlier about the Chiefs and the Patriots, and I know where your heart is. But it just seems as though when the Patriots are an underdog, which hasn't happened in 68 straight games, they tend to turn things around and they tend to win. Do you see it going that way, or do you see the Kansas City being able to turn this around because of Patrick Mahomes and just the magic
behind him?
The X
factor is Patrick Mahomes. I don't think anybody has ever faced the New England Patriots during their dynasty run that has the capability of Patrick Mahomes. And I know they played early in the year, and I know that they're both, you know, Andy Reid and Belichick will learn from the mistakes in that game and probably not want it to get into a shootout. But I do believe the X factor is Patrick Mahomes. And now that the Kansas City Chiefs seems that they've created some semblance of a running game with Williams and the interior pocket, that adds a lot more depth to their offense. So I'm hoping that they continue that success and somebody beat the Patriots, please.
And yes, exactly. Here's the thing, like, when you watch the Chiefs, what is it about Andy Reid and his game calling prowess this last year? Is it Mahomes? Is it hell bent for leather? It's throw caution into the wind? What is it that you see which is different from the last few playoff years?
Well, here's the thing. It is Patrick Mahomes. That's, as I said, that's the X factor. If you go back to Andy Reid's time in Philadelphia, what he did with Donovan McNabb is he always gave him an option to go with the football. There was always somewhere to go with the football. You didn't have to hold on to it. Okay, now you add that element from his offensive philosophy to the fact that Patrick Mahomes is mobile. And more importantly, he's playing with confidence. There's not a throw the kid doesn't feel that he can make. All the things that you're not supposed to do at quarterback standards, run to your right, throw back across your body, run to your left, don't square up your shoulders, throwing downfield. He's done all that and has had success. So he has the utmost confidence in everything he does. He's absolutely fearless. That with the creativity behind Andy Reid and just keeping defenses on their heels, and the fact that they've got weapons to go to, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and if Sammy Watkins added a different element, he was really big for that game against Indianapolis because he's just hard. He's a big receiver. He's hard to cover one-on-one. The sky's the limit for this offense and what they're capable of doing.
But Lincoln, Andy Reid has only been favored against Bill Belichick one other time since 2005. Can you throw all this stuff out, or does any of this stuff play
out? I mean, I've been asked this week about the weather. I'm like, both are cold weather teams. Why would the weather be a factor? Unless it's coming down snowing or raining or hail, something like that, it's probably not going to be a factor. The fact is, and the great thing, I can honestly say that I feel good about Kansas City because I love their fans. I can't stand the Chiefs, but I love their fans. The fact is that it would be awesome for them to hoist the Hunt Trophy, named after their owner, their beloved owner, may he rest in peace, in that stadium. It's never happened before. And when you think about all the great teams that Kansas City had, all the times that I played against them in the 90s, those Schottenheimer teams, the fact that they've never gotten this close as they are right now is pretty impressive. And like I said, I'm just hoping that somebody beats the damn Patriots.
All right. And you
I
got,
could agree with you more.
I think a lot of us are leaning that way. Okay, the Rams are going to New Orleans. Last time these two teams played, it got into a little bit of a shootout. But talking of running games, when's the last time? Was it 1972 we saw two running backs in the National Football League rush for over 100 yards? Talk about the running game prowess of the Rams and what they did.
Well, Sean McVay got back to where they were successful before. If you think about what they've done in the past, they had a running game and then they had the element of play action. Well, as the season progressed this year, that they got away from the running game and they just went straight play action. So they showed some chinks in their armor, especially when slot receiver Cooper Kupp went down. But now they're getting back to the basics. And even though Todd Gurley's not 100%, he's not 100% with his conditioning, and that's why Anderson got so many runs in that Cowboys game, what you've seen is that they do have a two-headed monster. Anderson's hard to bring down. 225 pounds or something like that, a bowling ball. He's hard to bring down. And the offensive line did a good job of blocking the front seven, forcing the defensive backs and the safeties to come up and lay licks on them. And a lot of times those guys didn't wrap up. So New Orleans has got to be mindful, especially with their interior run defense, to slow that down. They got beat up in this last game, just like the Eagles did. They're going to have their hands full. But conversely, the Saints want to do the same thing. Now, I'm surprised that, you know, throughout this entire game, the Eagles couldn't find a way to cover Michael Thomas, but I know the Rams will probably have a theory of how to do it, or they won't let him get off like they almost let Amari Cooper get away from him early in that last game.
Lincoln, we love you, man. Thank you for some time, man. We always appreciate it.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That's Lincoln Kennedy, color analyst for the Oakland Raiders, joining us here on SB Nation Radio for a few minutes as he breaking it down, doesn't like the Patriots. And, 127 wins, most wins in a decade from 2010 to the present time for New England.
Is it because people aren't enamored with Brady anymore, or they want to see the king get thrown off the hill, or fresh face of Patrick Mahomes, entertaining, want to see him beat the king and this team go to the Super Bowl? I mean, could you imagine if we see a Chiefs and Saints Super Bowl? I mean, what's the over-under going to be, 62, 63? First one to 48 wins that game kind of game? I'm kind of torn between a really good game versus a shootout. And I think in the ultimate end, we love seeing shootouts, but then again, you like to see it go back and forth, back and forth.
Thinking about these dynasties, would you say is over a 10-year period?
I would, yes. I'd say it'd have to be right. Over 10-year, give or take.
If you look at from 2000 to 2009, the Patriots had 126 wins. From 2010 to 2019, the present, 127. So 126 from 2000 to 2009, 127 from 2010 to present.
That might be the longest
a 20-year dynasty?
Yes. That might be the longest sports dynasty in history.
Why the hell is Brady so salty right now?
He needs something to motivate him, Rock. He definitely needs something to motivate
him.
Why is he
so darn salty? Let's talk about that next.
Okay, it's been a rough
year,
Rock.
Yeah, it's tough.
Let's break that down. Okay, we'll come back. We'll break it down.
His rough year.
Why is he so salty right now to reporters? He's doing a rap song now. We'll bring that back for you. A little 50 Cent.
Self-motivation.
Man. It's Calling All Sports with Rock and Manouche on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com.